Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With this IFL TV proudly sponsored by Vars, Ollie Duffy joins me. Mate, thank you for giving me some of your time. How's things?
Things are good, man. Always chilling. Same old, same training hard. Get ready to fight 24th of February. And that's it, you know, just grafting every day.
Love to hear it. This is, I suppose, technically our second interview. We done one in about April. But the last time I come here, all of my files corrupted. We done a get to know a bit about your story. So this is, I suppose, your first proper IFL interview. So I think it's a good time to kind of get to know you, your background, and if people want to jump on the journey, they can kind of know kind of the ins and outs. So I think the best place to always start is to take it right back and kind of just tell me your first boxing memory.
Ooh, my first boxing memory would probably be... So I used to watch the Rocky movies. Yeah, I was proper obsessed with them. And then I remember one time, I think it was the Christmas, like I was like 6, 7, my dad got some like boxing gloves and some pads and that. And he'd have to get on his knees and do the pads with me because I was so small. And then I was about 10, we went to the boxing gym. So that's like my first ever boxing memories, you know, walking into the gym, seeing the ring, all of that, thinking, oh, these boys look tough, like. That's probably the first like memory I've got of boxing. Nah, for me it was the Rocky films and everything, man. I was I just like fighting. I like wrestling, like WWE. So like the whole like thing of just like being a man and fighting another man, it just felt like like only certain people can do that. Do you know what I mean? Only certain people can do that, and it's real, it's raw, and it's, you know, you can't hide behind anything or anyone, and it's just like raw emotion and everything, yeah. You know, you're going into battle essentially, yeah. Like, you know what I mean, in your own way, yeah. But and that's the beautiful, that's what's amazing about it, you know. Yeah.
Shout out to WWE. I was heartbroken when I found out that wasn't real. Then I did used to wonder how people used to get after being clamped by steel chairs. So yeah, you said you walked into the gym around, you say 10 years old, and you saw the ring. You were kind of amazed by it all. I take it you kind of just started training then, and then it was more training for, not with the thought of potentially boxing in the future or as an amateur, just kind of training purely out of the fact it was enjoyment for the sport as a youngster.
Yes. Yeah. I'd say so. I think when you're a kid, you don't really think about anything, do you? I was just thinking about, I'm still like that now. I just want to do what I like doing, you know? I just want to do what I enjoy. And training is one of them, fighting is one of them, you know? And that was literally it. I never had any, I don't think when I was a kid, I wanted to be a professional boxer. I think I just wanted to box, I just enjoyed doing it. And when you stop doing something that you enjoy, you know, nothing else really works out. So I have to do this. Do you know what I mean? Because I love it and I need it and it works and it's working and yeah, you know, we'll see how far this goes. And yeah. I think it's going to go pretty far. I started training when I was 10 and I started competing when I was 12. So in between those 2 years, I guess, like naturally you just you start coming to the gym more, you start sparring. You know, if you've got it, you've got it. If you don't, you don't. And if you're decent, coaches will notice that, you know, and they'll put more effort into you. They'll spend more time with you. They'll encourage you more. And obviously these things give you the confidence and make you aware that you can do this. And, you know, and naturally you just go into the cycle of being an amateur boxer, et cetera, et cetera. I moved away to Ghana when I was a kid, so I didn't get to do too much of the amateur boxing here. So I had some fights as an amateur. I moved away and I had plenty more when I was away. You know, and then I had a pretty bad injury on my shoulder, came back and turned pro. So, basically there's a... I don't know, I guess you just realise when you're good enough, I guess. I don't know if that's the right...
Well, I was going to say, is there something in your mind that obviously everyone knows if they're good at something or not, but was there kind of a point in your mind where it clicked and you went, actually, I'm pretty good at this? Like, be it a certain spar, you've kind of fought an older boy and done well, or was there like a moment it clicked for you and you went, yeah, I could actually make something?
No, it hasn't. There's never been a moment where it's clicked for me. It's like, oh yeah, I'm actually good. I enjoy all of it. I enjoy the hard, the worst bits of training. I enjoy the worst bits of all of it. I enjoy. So and I don't know. Even if I wasn't that good, I'd probably still do it. You know, just because I love it. I like getting hit. I like every single aspect of it. I like sweating, I like bleeding, I like all of it. So I don't think there was a moment, a specific moment where it clicked and it was like, oh yeah, no, I can do this. It was just like, I'm gonna do this because this is the only thing that I know how to do. I don't know how to live another life, you know. So I don't know how to be another person. This is me. And yeah, it's been me since I walked into the gym, honestly, man. It's how it's been.
Talk to me about growing up in Ghana, because obviously I could imagine there were such cultural differences, obviously, between here and Ghana. Talk to me about kind of growing up and that period there in your life.
So it was different, very, very, very different, obviously, because...
Is it easier or more difficult to grow up as a youngster there?
Obviously, it's a poor place, you know. There's a lot less opportunities out there. There's a lot less... everything out there. If you're someone like me coming from London to a place like that, I lived in a place called Agbogbloshie, which is, I don't know if you Google it, it's actually got the biggest, the biggest e-waste dump in the world. So it's like one of the most polluted places in the world. And next to there is a place called Jamestown, where numerous great boxers have come from, you know, going back to Azuma Nelson, to, I don't know, modern day fighters like Richard Comey, and everyone in between, you know. So, for boxing, it's great, you know. But for normal life, everyday living, probably not. You know, it's not the kind of place you want to be growing up. Yeah, you're just going to have a lot less, you know. A lot less.
Am I right in saying, and I think I remember this correctly, you have been around Richard Comey, or spent a lot of time around Richard Comey in a boxing centre?
Yeah, we used to train together for a few years out in Ghana. We sparred.
Did you realise how good, obviously I don't know kind of timeline of when this was, but did you realise at the time how good he was and kind of think about what he might go on to achieve?
Yeah, but you never expect it, you know, you never know. Like I trained with, me and Anthony Joshua came from the same amateur gym, and never in a million years did I ever think he'd be the person he is today, you know. I think when I first met Richie, he was training for Robert Easter fight, I think. It was just surreal to be around. It was crazy. You know, all the cameras, all the everything. It was great. It was nice to witness, you know, because obviously being in the ring with someone like that, I think we're the same weight as well. So being in the ring with someone like that when you're 15, 16, and they're fighting for world titles, and you're holding your own, you know, you think to yourself, oh, I could do this. Like, that's maybe an answer to your question earlier on. Yeah. Like, yeah. Maybe around then.
There's obviously a lot of things that have got you to where you are today. Obviously, I know boxing, technically, if you go in the ring and you've got more heart and you're a better fighter than someone, you will win. But how much do you think all of these experiences that you've had, be it boxing or non-boxing, have helped you and shaped you perhaps into the fighter you are now?
All of them. That's what, like, all of them. That's what, like, our experiences make us who we are, don't they? Like, so all of my experiences in life, in boxing, you know what I mean, in the ring, out of the ring, they've all shaped me into the person that I am, into the fighter that I am. The way that I move, the way that I punch, the way that I think, the way that I feel, all comes from my experiences, and you know, they're all completely unique to me, and that's where my style is unique. You know, the way I fight is unique because my life has been unique, and I am unique. And you know, I mean, it's just, yeah, man.
Talk to me about your style for those who haven't seen you. A little Google of the name, perhaps watch some clips after this, but just talk to me kind of about what you're about in the ring and what you kind of try to do.
Honestly, I don't really like to. I don't really try and think about it too much. No, I just like to do it. I like to do what. I like to have fun. So if I'm in there,
you say a lot of it's very impulse. Then
impulse. What do you mean by that?
As in, like, it's very think on your feet. React to what's happening. Not too much of dead set of a straight game plan. It's very think on your feet as a fighter. Yeah, react to what's going on.
Yeah. I think so, because I don't like to overthink things. So I don't like to go into the ring with a game plan. I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. I'm going to go in there, I'm going to do what I always do, you know. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, and we're going to work off what the other, how the other person reacts, how the other person tries to set things off. We're going to work around that, you know, adjust to that. And I'm into making things look good, feeling good, having fun, and that's it really. Like I said, it's different. If it works for me, it might not work. A lot of the things that I like to do or try to do in the ring, I just feel like I'm different, you know.
So 4-0 now as a professional. You got fight number 5 coming up. And was it February 24th?
February 24th.
Yeah. How have you found the pro game so far, and kind of perhaps in comparison to the amateur game, is it what you expected? I know there's kind of a lot more outside of the ring stuff to deal with the early days as a pro, but is the pro game what you expected?
I never knew what to expect, honestly. It's a lot different. Like you said about the stuff outside of the ring, there's that was a whole nother aspect of things that I was never knew about or knew how to deal with or was prepared for. And I don't even think I've seen 50% of what that, do you know what I mean? So that's been interesting. Obviously, you're fighting. I've had 4 fights this year as a professional. You know, you're not fighting as regularly as an amateur, but like they mean a lot more. It feels like, you know, there's a lot more pressure around the fights. It's professional in a sense. It's that's why it's professional boxing. It's more professional. A lot more people. There's a lot more people. I wouldn't say care is the right word, but like a lot more people are dependent on you. So that's new, but like I said, I've been preparing for this for a long time, you know. So I'm loving it. To be honest with you, I'm loving it. I really am.
And just one final question. I got a feeling I know what you're going to say, because you seem like a man with a lot of self belief. Where does this journey end?
At the very top. And if not, then as far as you know. God wills it to be, you know, as far as I can go, and that's it. That's all I can hope for. Do the best that I can possibly do. But I honestly think that I've got the ability, all the tools that I need to take to get to the very top, and that's it. You know, I don't know. Anything that I do, as soon as I pick it up, I automatically think I'm gonna be the best at it. Anything. And boxing is just one of those things as well. So, that's the answer to your question, honestly, man. But we'll see.
Sports Social Podcast Network.